All right. Good morning, everyone. Today is March 18th, 2024. I have 9:03 a.m. I call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none. Our first order of business this morning, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 475161 through 475247, warrants 8350 through 8352. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next order of business we have is approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for March 11th, 2024. We will need to have those approved with an amendment, as they are printed is not correct, so they will need to be approved with the amended. And then we have executive session minutes for March 11th, 2024 as well.
I move to approve March 11th, 2024 as amended.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Is the amendment the check?
The first check number, yes. It should be 475037.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yep. And then it'll get rid of the red that was in parentheses.
Correct. Was that a second?
Yep.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for March 11th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's confusing. It's not listed. Normally you have
the two things, yes.
It should have been.
Yeah. We'll start out the first one, that the first rezone we'll have will be on the 2214 Highway 248. No, Bee Creek. I'm sorry. Bee Creek will be the first rezone hearing we have. All right. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Ms. Presley Cozort from our Planning and Zoning Department for our Planning and Zoning Rezone request this morning.
Thank you.
We're going to have a public hearing with it.
I'd like to welcome you to the March 18, 2024 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A, the staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing. A staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you. Okay, so the first one we have here looks like it is 1394 Bee Creek Road, Branson, Missouri. Owner and applicant is Randy Rayner. I'll zoom out a little bit here on Beacon, and I can throw the zoning layer on there if you would like in just a second. It looks like it's also just right past a Boys and Girls Club as you get onto Bee Creek from the outer road, right there, right past it to the left. On March 11, 2024, the Planning Commission passed a motion for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, parcel number 08-5.0-21-000-001-014.001, located at 1394 Bee Creek Road, Branson, Missouri. The existing property is zoned A1 Agricultural District The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. As per the assessor's information, the subject property is 2.47 acres in size with one single-family home, garage, deck, and swimming pool. The property is served by Public Water District Number 3 for water and City of Branson for wastewater. The applicant is seeking the rezone to C2 District for the ability to use the existing single-family home for nightly rental use. Time, I can turn it over to the applicant if you guys like.
Okay. Well, at this time, we'll call to order the public hearing for the rezone request. So at this time, I would ask the applicant if they are here to please step forward.
How y'all doing today?
Good
My
morning,
name is Randy Rainier. So basically, I'm asking to have a rezone to C2, either VRBO, day spa, stretch therapy. We lived there for 12 years. Bee Creek has gotten very congested. Of course, I was up here when Mr. Cope was wanting to turn the 10 acres into apartment complexes. And so we actually put it for sale. One to three people a week looked at it for the whole time, and everybody kept refusing, saying no. They love the house, love the property, but the road's too busy. We did have a contract on it, so of course, with the contract, 3 weeks from closing, we purchased another house, and then they came up with a bad idea after they were there another time saying, we changed our mind, we don't want to live on the road. So now I'm stuck with a house, and I need to do something with it. So that is why we're looking at requiring C2. The whole place, all the way around it, is C2. I mean, everything across the street, all the way as you go north is C2. Across the street, heading back south is C2, with the storage units. There's nightly rentals getting ready to go in behind the storage unit, which is right across the street from us, which is the RV park. So, and there's no houses to bother no neighbors anywhere around the midst of what we would like to do with it.
Okay. I see it looks like there's ag land. Is the red one, is that you? Is the red one here?
He's in the outlined one up there. The long rectangular right there.
Okay.
Yeah, he's right here.
And how much land is with your house there?
2.4 acres. And the only part that would be used for any of it is up around the house section. So. And like I said, I mean, it's commercial everywhere around it. There's no neighbors around it. And it's going to be no different than when we lived there. We had two kids and all their friends out running around on it all the time. So. Plus, on top of that, not really knowing what's going to happen to the 10 acres beside me, it's just going to get worse, to be honest with you. Because I know that is still, I know he got zoning for it, but not to say he can't come back and change what he wants to do. And then that just puts me even worse off.
He receives zoning for single-family houses.
Correct. Yeah, I knew that. Can he not change it and go back to his C2 if he wanted? Oh, really?
He'd have to go through the whole process.
Correct. That I figured.
And it was fought.
Oh, I know everybody fought hard on it. I was there on the apartments and all, so.
Yeah. No, it'll be, but like you say, people are looking at the residence. It's too busy right now. And one other thing against it is what's coming across the road with all the rental. They told how much more traffic that would put on that road.
Yeah, well, you have that. You'll have RVs coming back and forth up and down that road, which they're going to have to widen that road. So I have a 35-foot RV, and I have to go in the other lane when I live there and partially into the ditch just to get it out of my driveway. So, I mean, you know, and I don't think it will really affect anybody in the area.
So you're thinking some type of a small business or an office?
Correct.
Would go in there?
Correct, yes. Nothing major, nothing with heavy traffic, nothing with big equipment or anything.
Hold on. Small business or office?
Well, it was one that either VRBO or if that doesn't fly, you know, like a day spa. It'd be kind of great for a day spa. It's got the pool.
So that's why you're asking for a C2 as opposed to an N1?
Correct. Correct. That's the only reason. It gives my window open to do something with the property instead of it sitting there and making a payment for nothing.
I don't have more questions.
Do you have the list available on what all is allowed in CR and C2?
You're a much faster reader than I am.
I tend to come out of the general area where I go C2. Here's our chart. I can try to zoom in. Is that better?
Yep.
Okay, so residential uses. Let's go down to commercial uses.
Can you go back up, please? Start at the top.
Civic and industrial.
No, keep going. No, back up.
More?
Yep, more, yeah, to that first page. Right there.
So C2, so the C would be a conditional use?
Yeah.
And then the P stands for?
Permitted.
Okay.
So single family.
So you'd have to have a conditional, you would have to ask for a conditional use for multifamily, for a group home. Now, what is the definition of congregate living?
I'll have to go back to the definitions.
Okay.
Would you like to answer that, Mr. Elliott?
It'd be like a group home for folks with developmental disabilities is typically that's the standard.
Okay. Thank you.
And by the way, speaking there was county attorney or representative for legal, Mr. Travis Elliott.
Go ahead, scroll down.
He's not a county.
Legal representative. My
concern would be some of the things that are allowed in C2 by permit.
And I'm going to tell you, probably 99% it will be a VRBO. One, I don't want a monthly renter in there. It's just a hassle. The VRBO, you know what I mean? I mean, with the VRBO, people come, they go, it's taken care of, it's kept up, it's, you know.
Did you go through the process in trying to get a conditional use permit for that?
No, I did not. When I looked at the weighing the odds between the two, I felt my situation was better off just asking for a C2 on it.
Do you mind scrolling back up? Are you familiar with this page?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. Can you see why there could be some concerns?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I don't want those concerns either. That's why I'm not going to the mothers.
Well, I'm just saying, so like if we make the change, you would have the ability to put in
a library.
A hospital.
Because they would need to consider the traffic there also.
Correct, and I understand that. I already own a business. I don't need two more. And I'm only doing this because I got to do something with it.
But again, this says if you sell it.
And I understand that,
So if you sell it, the zoning stays with it.
Correct, yes, sir.
And so if the zoning stays with it and you sell it, then all of a sudden they can put a bar there and there's nothing we can do to stop it.
Correct. I understand that.
And so that goes into our concerns. I don't know that a bar is the best. I don't know if that's the best fit
for the area.
Yeah. I don't know that, you know.
Yeah.
But we would be able to. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, I understand all the.
So there's our concern.
Issues there. Yes, I understand that.
If you can scroll down a little more.
Okay. Can you not?